tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys are out there doing in Clayton Valley.
Pure Energy Minerals is an explorer and developer of lithium resources. We are similar to other small mining companies, except we're exclusively focused on lithium, and our flagship project is Clayton Valley South Project, just outside of Silver Peak, Nevada.
What makes Nevada so unique and also attractive to exploration geologists?
Well, lithium is kind of a unique story. The way it's mined, it's the lightest of all metals. It has a number of unique properties, but of course, most people know it because of its excellent energy density, which means it makes great lightweight batteries. So the interesting thing about lithium is there's two ways to produce it. About 60% of the world's lithium comes from so-called brine deposits. These are literally groundwaters that have lithium dissolved in it, and it can be extracted without having to dig a hole or what people would typically visualize as a mine. About 40% of lithium, however, does come from hard rock deposits, where it's mined, where we dig a hole and crush that rock down and process it. It tends to come at a higher cost because you actually have to drill and blast hard rock, whereas, as you can imagine, pumping a liquid out of the ground has a good chance to be less expensive. Nevada is one of only a handful of places in the world where these brines form, where they're rich enough in lithium to be potentially economic, and where they have formed reservoirs that are big enough to be economic. Really, it's Nevada, Chile, Argentina, and that's about it.
So what makes your project different than the existing Silver Peak mine that has been producing lithium since the 1960s?
I should point out that the technology we intend to employ to produce lithium, if we're successful, is quite different than that being employed at the Silver Peak mine. As I said, that was the first of its kind in the world, and we think the technology has evolved quite a lot since then. So we'll be looking at a very different approach to the extraction of the lithium if we're successful. Instead of large evaporation ponds that cover huge areas or associated dust hazards with that kind of mining, because you have to harvest the salts out of these evaporation ponds, and those can get airborne and be very dusty, and of course, big ponds like that can have an impact on wildlife as well. And then, of course, the overarching issue in the western U.S. these days is water. And anytime you're pumping a large amount of water, even though in this case it's very salty water, in no way potable, we wanted to look at a new technology there. So we believe that, yes, if we're successful to employ what's called solvent extraction for lithium processing, as opposed to an evaporation-based method, we believe it will have a lower environmental footprint, both in scale, sort of size, and of course we won't have those ponds, as I mentioned, and we also believe we would be a much lower net consumer of groundwater, because we would intend to re-inject groundwater once the lithium is removed back into the basin from whence it came.
I want to ask you about supply and demand. You said that it could take anywhere between 7 to 10 years for a project like this to come online, but will supply continue to be an issue? Is there enough lithium right now to satisfy demand?
I would say that at least a lot of the literature we see and the analysts we talk to, there's a real strain on the supply right now, and the reason is it's fairly difficult and slow to bring a new mine online. And the existing producers have just not been successful at getting those new mines online. Therefore, we've seen the price rise, the sort of anecdotal examples of over $20,000 a ton for battery-grade lithium carbonate are all over the internet and the media. So those are very high price spikes. And that's an example, for instance, of a constrained supply. And we just haven't seen the new mines come online. So while the dreams of Elon Musk and others are exciting, we feel pressure in the lithium industry to bring new supply online so that we can see these things become reality. It's kind of an exciting thing to be a part of, but it also does make you sort of wonder where are the new discoveries going to happen and when are these mines going to get brought online, because the world's demanding a lot of lithium at the moment.
You just heard from Patrick Highsmith. He's the CEO of Pure Energy Minerals, a lithium startup in central Nevada. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Julia Ritchie.